Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're going into sports. We're listening to the Sporting Goat. Their website is, it's a Buzzsprout thing. It's thesportinggoat.buzzsprout.com, which I will just tell you right now, since this show is all about first impressions, not a great first impression when you can go to coolerwebsites.com and buy thesportinggoat.com and probably be fine for whatever it is, $2 a month. Here is their description from your friends at Apple Podcast. In the Sporting Goat, and if you're not familiar with GOAT, GOAT stands for greatest of all time. So in the Sporting Goat podcast, we'll be breaking down the greatest athletes of all time, their career, achievements, greatest moments, rivalries, and legacy, making an argument for them as their sports GOAT, Jordan versus LeBron, Messi versus Ronaldo, Federer, Nadal, or Djokovic, and a bunch of other names that I can't pronounce. Blah, 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 blah. I think the Greeks created sport as an antidote to philosophy. Jack Nicholson. So they're going to argue about sports people on who is best. And then I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with that, but that's it. So if you're into sports, these are the things that make people go nuts. Like, what do you mean, Jordan? What do you mean, LeBron? So, before we get to the episode, which is, Michael Jordan versus LeBron. And for full disclosure here, I do live in Akron, Ohio, home of, you guessed it, LeBron James. I do need to remind you about this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right. So again, this particular episode, NBA MJ versus LeBron, who's the GOAT? And it goes a little something like these, he said, turning up his phone.
Jordan, open, Chicago with the lead. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
There's a new man at the head of men's tennis, Rafael Nadal.
A lot of clips with, like, no welcome to the GOAT kind of thing.
The greatest marksman in the history of the Champions League.
Messi. Oh, brilliant skill from Lionel Messi.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is.
It is, Roy.
We start the series with the never-ending debate among NBA fans today. Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
I'm here to tell you right now that I'm sorry, I got bad news for LeBron James. Consider yourself disrespected because you will never be my number one.
And here we are today in 2020 talking about LeBron James about to win his fourth NBA championship with the Los Angeles Lakers.
So if I get this straight, we're going to listen to you talk about other people who are talking about Michael Jordan versus LeBron. This is, we're a minute and 20 in and we haven't really even heard you barely.
Pressure is the word today, and no other player has had or overachieved like LeBron James did over his NBA career.
LeBron's not going to pass Jordan in the way we mean greatest, in the way we mean GOAT like that.
You cannot tell me in a one-on-one game, though, that LeBron James would have dominated.
Why arguments can have and will be made for Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and other NBA greats of the past, the modern-day debate has boiled down to MJ v. LeBron, the player of the 20th century versus the player of the 21st century. With no head-to-head battles on the court to look back on, the argument has become a generational one. Jordan retired for the third and final time as a Washington Wizard in 2003, 2 months before the Cleveland Cavaliers picked LeBron James, the 18-year-old high school junior. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, labeled the chosen one, and given a $100 million endorsement from Nike without even playing one NBA game. before being picked first in the 2003 NBA draft. The rest is history, and this season, aged 36, James, still arguably the best player in the world, will chase a fifth Larry O'Brien trophy. Jordan's Air Jordan shoes are a billion-dollar industry and still the number one NBA sneaker in the world by some margin, 17 years after his retirement. Up until recently, Jordan had gone off the map somewhat. That was before The Last Dance, of course, the Michael Jordan 10-hour Chicago Bull documentary released in April 2020 in the middle of a global pandemic, was a worldwide hit with sports fans, and for the under-30s, it was the bang! This MJ guy is one legendary motherfucker. That documentary was before LeBron James led the Los Angeles Lakers to their first title since 2010. The debate rages on. Does it matter? Won't we just pick our own goal anyway, regardless of what MJ and LeBron have done?
That, my friend, is a good question. Like, why do we care? Like, is this going to change my life at all? But if you're into sports, it sure is an important question.
Isn't it kind of pointless arguing about these two basketball savants?
Yes.
Well, that's the beauty of the Sporting Goat podcast. It's arguably all pointless. But we're going to have some fun with it because you know what? In life, we need debates like this one. We need our Superman. And let's face it, we can all only have one Superman. I have come up with five factors to compare Jordan and LeBron. Number one, statistics, honors, and accolades.
I would have liked this about 2 minutes ago. We're finally getting to the meat and potatoes. We're almost 4 minutes in.
Number two, style of play. Number three, their 10 greatest moments or games. Number four, their top five on-court rivalries. And number five, their legacy, both their sporting and cultural impact on and off the court. Using these five factors, I will give my best shot at answering fairly. Who is the GOAT? And who really deserves your GOAT emoji?
Finally, that
factor
music is
number
off.
One, going through the player's stats, honors, and achievements. A lot of which you might already know, especially if you're a fan of the NBA. But please bear with me. Hopefully there's a couple of nuggets in here you didn't know or had forgotten. And in general, I think it helps when we match these two Goliath's numbers up side by side and compare their historical greatness.
All right. So for me, here's the problem. I live in near Cleveland, Ohio. So most of our teams suck. And consequently, I'm not a super sports guy. This is one of those where it really is going to depend on getting in front of your target audience, because I am not a person that will argue over sports, because years ago, the Cleveland Browns of the National Football League, they left. We had no football for a couple of years. And you know what? It was brilliant. I got my Sundays back. I wasn't depressed on Monday. And really, until this year, I didn't really watch much football, except for maybe the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And I came to the conclusion that at times sports are kind of stupid, because we watch millionaire broadcasters argue over which millionaire ball player is better. And in the end, everything they say has absolutely no impact on the game. And then the game happens and whatever they predicted, they were either right or wrong. It's kind of weird, sports in general. So how I would make this show better, that intro was really long, like really long. And you got to remember, we can't see this. So hearing somebody go, oh, that was brilliant. Did you see it? It was great. No, I didn't. It's an audio podcast. So I would cut that down and get right to the, hey, first of all, I'd be like, welcome to the Sporting Goat, where we talk about who's the greatest of all time? Today, we're talking Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Then some sort of intro music that explains maybe what I just said. Welcome to the Sporting Goat. And then say, hey, this is a decade-long argument. Here are the five things we're going to look at. And then get right to who is better and why. It just seemed like it took forever to get to the meat and potatoes. And for me, the music in the background at times was a little loud, but not to the point of like I couldn't hear you, but I did have to really focus on what you were saying. So the thing I did like is you obviously took some time and some prep and put some work into this. So that was good. Your audio sounds okay. Like I said, just at times a little, could be bumped up a little bit. And so I like that. And I would get a domain name. Because when you tell people to, oh, where can I find my website? Number one, you don't want to say, oh, just find me in Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Amazon and all the other ones have pretty horrible searches. And you're in a sports category and it's going to be kind of crowded, although I don't know how many have the word goat in the title. So that would be the other thing. I would just get a domain, get the, you know, the sportinggoatpodcast.com or something like that. Again, coolerwebsites.com can do that for you. And it'll just sound better than say, oh yeah, find my podcast at thesportinggoat.buzzsprout.com. That just does not have a nice ring to it. And again, doesn't give the impression of I'm putting extra effort into this. It really just screams, oh, I'm not doing this for real. I can't afford the, you know, whatever it is, $15, $17 a year. So that would be my improvements on this. Get to the content a little quicker. Get yourself a domain name and bring the music down just a pinch, and you will be good to go. Now, if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. All you do is go over to podcastrodeoshow.com and you'll see a link right there at the top of the screen. Now, what if you want a full review? Now, this show, we focus on the beginning of your show, your first impression. Well, what if you want a middle impression and an end impression? And maybe you want some feedback on how your website looks. And what if you wanted to actually get interviewed and find out why you're doing the podcast so that I can figure out if your content is in alignment with your podcast? Well, it's really easy. Go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years in radio. I got 15 years in podcasting, and we go over your podcast head to toe. Check that out, Podcast Review Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.